To the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And as always, it's freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I am excited and feel so privileged to have an opportunity to speak with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I want to say hey to Yuka. Hey, how are you today?
It's good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good. I'm so excited to have this opportunity to catch up with you today on the podcast, because we've met a couple times in person and I've just always wanted to hear more of your story. So thank you for being a guest today.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me for this amazing chance of podcast. So yeah.
So to get us started, could you formally introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
Sure. Originally, I'm from Tokyo, Japan. I came to the United States on August in 2016 to enter the grad school. And then for the thesis at the grad school, I was working on the project of the VR. The VR is the virtual reality that people can practice public speaking, job interview, and also they can take a therapy with the AI, artificial intelligence. So after graduated, actually I graduated last May, and now I'm working.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, happily I could get a job, and now I'm working as designer in New York City, so it's a bit hectic, but yeah.
So you said that you're in the process right now of designing an app, is it, that you said, using artificial intelligence to help people who stutter practice speaking? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that is my personal project besides working. Like, I'm working as a full-time, and also on the weekend, I work on my personal project with the teammates. And then now we are developing the VR, the application. It's still prototyping, so it's still in progress, but hopefully we can launch on the app, like the app side, to download it from the everyone who live in the world, around the world.
Wow, this is exciting. So let me just ask you a couple of questions, because I'm not sure that I fully understand virtual reality, right? It's virtual reality and artificial intelligence, right?
Yes, yes.
People will eventually be able to like download this app and utilize it as like practice for speaking if they stutter. Is that what it is?
Yes. So now we are facing one of the issue, like if we let the user who stutter a lot, sometimes the AI cannot get the voice enoughly. So it's like a stacking at the situation. So now we are thinking to add the menu, which is controllable from the users. And if user want to go to the next situation to practice speaking and interview, so they can choose like what they want with controller or something. And then yeah, because right now the AI only can control to the everything in the app.
Okay, so I'm not really sure I understand that. What do you mean, so the AI can only, like, doesn't individualize it for the user? Is that what you mean?
Actually, like, everyone have to speak up to use this app, and then the AI can get a voice, and then they can recognize what the user say. For example, if I say, hey, the AI, can I go to the next step? And the AI can say, sure, let's go to the next step to practice or something. So that's why if the AI cannot understand what the user say, they can just repeat, I'm sorry, I cannot get what you say or something. So the user can be the stalking in that moment. That was horrible. So that's why we try to implement and fix this issue.
Gotcha. That kind of reminds me of like Siri. Sometimes I've tried to use Siri and ask it something, and if I'm stuttering when I'm asking, you know, Siri comes back with, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that, or something like that, you know.
Yes.
That could be very, very frustrating, right?
I know. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. So, Yuka, what made you come up with this idea that you wanted to develop an app to help people who stutter?
So actually I have two projects that focusing on stuttering. The first project was happened in Japan, and I created the wearable device that the people who do not stutter can have the same experience as well as the stuttering people. The logic is like the wearable device can make the electronic signal to the throat, and then the muscle can be tensioned because of it. And then the people who do not stutter can have the same symptom as well as the stuttering people. And then they can understand, oh, stuttering is not only the issue of the mental, it also the physical issue as well. So,
oh my God, that's so cool. So basically a wearable device that somebody who doesn't stutter, so that they can get the physical experience of what it's like to stutter.
Yeah, definitely. It's really based on my experience. Like when I was a kid, I talk about my, like, the stressful experience of stuttering with my mom and teacher at the elementary school, but they totally couldn't understand because of it. And then my mom and teacher say, hey, Yuka, you have to practice more and more, and then you can be fluent by reading and talking with friends. And then I try it, of course, but I couldn't do it. So I, like, a lot of pressure on me. And then I saw I cannot do the same thing as well as the other kids because of myself or something. But after growing, I realized, I have it's kind of speech impediment, which is stuttering. And then but still in Japan, the stuttering awareness is not quite high as well as the United States. So that's why I came up with this idea by making a documentary film, which take the SLP who stutter in Japan. She also has the same vision. She wants to raise awareness, and she wants to make use of her weakness, which is stuttering, for helping the people who have the same issue. So that's why I came up with this idea, and then I made that wearable device with the engineers. And then, so after I came to the United States, I keep researching what is the issue of stuttering in the United States, because it's different from Japan and the here. And I realized a lot of people are really struggling to get through the job interview, to get a job. So that's why I decided I want to work on the job searching issue for the people who stutter. And then I figure out, like, the core issue of the failure of job interview is caused by the social anxiety. Yeah, which is by the stuttering. So that's why I came up with this VR idea.
So, wow, you just, like, said a whole lot there that I'd love to unpack, and I don't know if we will have time, but
Right.
so you're saying that the app that you've created while you've been here in the United States is more or less to help people who stutter like work on the anxiety that comes along with stuttering in stressful situations like a job interview, right? Is that what,
Yes.
so like, and so how would somebody practice or not practice, but like work on anxiety using your app? Is it just by practicing over and over and over again and desensitizing, or
Yeah, I came up with it by interview with the actual therapist of stuttering. And then I figure out they use the cognitive behavior therapy and also systematic desensitization for the patients. And then this app, the flow is almost the same as well as the real therapy. The first of all, the user can be the relaxed by AI, and then they can move on to the level one practicing. And then they can move on to relaxation thing again, and then move on to the level two. It can be repeated, and then eventually the user can reduce the social anxiety by repeating this process. This is the concept of the actual therapy. So we use the same stuff.
Wow. Has anybody tried it? Has anybody that you know that stutters, have they actually like tried it out and given you like feedback or anything?
Yeah, I got a feedback from some of the users, and then they say especially the practicing scene, they feel a bit tension because so they see the actual person in front of them, which is recorded by 360 video in the room, and then they have to say something to the person. The person is staring at the user, so easy to be, yeah. Like anxiety and but also the one of a lot of negative feedback we have, like at this point it's still prototype phase. So if this product is finalized, they definitely want to download it. But at this point it's not high quality that they want to download by purchasing it or something. So yeah, that's why we think we have to keep working on developing this app.
Right. Wow. So you've got the so you were working on letting people that don't stutter in Japan understand and feel like what it's like to stutter.
Yep.
And then here in the United States, you're working on giving people who stutter an opportunity to practice speaking in stressful situations so that they can be more confident when they go into things like job interviews or presentations and whatnot. Wow. Like, so what has your personal experience been of like going on job interviews? Like you've come to the United States and you've got a job, obviously. So what was it like when you interviewed for the job that you're at now?
Oh, it's a good question. I think most of my case, I think my speaking is not good, and sometimes I stutter in front of the interviewer, but also I have the strong component that help me, which is the portfolio. Like my background is design, and then I have the actual visual stuff that I can show to the interviewer, and then it makes me the easier to explain what I did so far and what's my strength point. Like, yeah, I think my portfolio helped me a lot to get through the job interview, and then so giving me more confidence to practice to speak with the interviewer in the interview.
So have you ever like actually like point blank discussed the fact that you stutter when you've done interviews? I mean, do you mention it? Do you disclose
Yeah,
it?
That's good, really good question. Like I always talk about my personal project. It's one is a wearable device, and second thing is a virtual reality, and then the interviewer can understand. Oh, you could start there eventually. Like I don't have to talk it, but they can understand. Oh, you starter, and then that's why you work on this project, right? And then I say yes. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty natural for me to let them understand what I have. Yeah.
So that's really helpful for you because you don't have to point blank say like, well, so like when I've gone on interviews and they always say like, tell me a little about yourself. You know, I'll introduce myself and talk about, you know, this, what I've done in the past and what some of my strengths are. And then I'll say something like, and oh, by the way, I stutter. You might hear that during our conversation. I'm okay with it. I hope that you will be too. You know, that's how I usually handle that. But it sounds like you have something else that can like open the door for the employer to realize on their own that you stutter. And yes. That's helpful to you. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I got this insight from one of my friends who met at the NSA Stuttering Association conference.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, she also got a job. And then I asked her, hey, I'm struggling to get a job right now. So how can I get through it? And I don't want to disclose my weakness, which is stuttering, to the interviewer. And she say, like, the most important thing is, like, making the storyline to tell the starter into the interviewer more naturally. For example, she joined the management team of the NSA conference, and then when she was asked, like, hey, please tell me your background from interviewer, she said, yeah, I manage the community as the starter, and then I help them or something else. And then she said that's pretty natural way to tell about her stuttering to the interviewer. And then she also say, hey, Yuka, you also can do that because you work on the project for the stuttering people. So let's make use of it. And then oh, yeah, it's true. So let's do that. And then I could get a job. So
that's real. Yeah. So like use your stuttering as a strength.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes.
Right? Because because I think that's really important for people that are listening, and also, you know, for people that just in general are going on job interviews and whatnot. You know, if you're involved in some type of a project that is designed to help people who stutter, or you know, help people build their confidence, or if you have some type of a leadership position in the stuttering community, utilize that to kind of show off your skills, right?
Right. Like, yeah, interviewer gonna be so impressed. Wow, your leadership skill is amazing, and they don't care about stuttering at all. In the end, so that's what I think great technique that everyone can use for the job interview.
So. And I really wanted to emphasize that because you just used yourself a couple moments ago. You used the word weakness about your stuttering. You said, I don't want to disclose to an employer my weakness of stuttering. Do you think that your stuttering is a weakness? Do you really believe that?
Before that, I definitely believe in, and I really want to cure my stuttering because I saw that was most weakness point in my life. But after working on the project, and then I met a lot of people through the NSA chapter meeting and the conference. Now my mindset about stuttering was totally changed. Before I saw my stuttering as weakness, but now I think my stuttering is strengths that No one has it. It's so, yeah, special point for Yuka.
Right. Because it's something, it's for me, I can really relate to what you just said. Like for years and years, I thought stuttering made me, less qualified, less competent, and I thought that people were gonna consider me less intelligent and, and even like having like emotional issues because I stutter. So I would always believe that too, that stuttering was bad, and like you, I came to realize that, well, if I reframe that and if I think of it differently, actually it's something that really makes me stand out. It's something that, when I talk about it confidently, it's what makes Pam memorable. People are going to remember, oh, she's the one that did that presentation and, stuttered a bit, but she was okay with it. She was very confident anyway. Is that, and it sounds like that's what you're beginning to feel like.
Yes, totally correct. I think that was so important to change like mindset towards the stuttering. Like everyone has like a complex in the life, but stuttering is it's pretty important also for meeting a lot of people through the conference and the chapter meeting. Like when we are young, we feel, oh, I was so isolated from the other kids because I only had the speech impediment, and that's the only one issue that I have. So around the people for me, but after getting like the adult, we may have the lot of chance to know a lot of people, and then they also have the same struggling, and we can share idea and the thoughts. They give more confidence to disclose and be more, to talk about the stuttering in public.
So when you were little growing up, you said you're from Tokyo, right? So, did you know any other kids that stutter?
When I was a kid,
Yeah.
oh, actually no, I never met anyone who stuttered when I was a kid.
Wow. So you must have felt just like what you said, like really isolated.
I've never seen the stuttering people since I went to the self-help group in Tokyo. I think,
Okay.
after graduating from the college, actually I went there when I was the 24, no, I'm sorry, 22 years old, and then I met the other stuttering people the first time, and I was pretty surprised, like, oh, I was not alone anymore. Like a lot of people also have the struggling as well as me, so that was still, big memory in my life.
So there was a so there was a there was a support there was a support group or program or something in Tokyo?
Yeah, that's self-help group, which is organized by the stuttering people. The name is the Genyūkai, and the Genyūkai has a lot of member all over the Japan, from north to south. And they also have the annual conference in Japan. The place can be changed. Okay, yeah. But those, the great community in Japan.
Oh, great. But you didn't meet anybody when you were younger. So what was it like in school, like when you were in elementary school, were the teachers supportive?
Actually, no. But yeah, I think the teacher just know the stuttering itself, but the curriculum was already fixed and they cannot change. For example, in Japan, we have the curriculum to read the textbook by mouse, one by one, and then I asked my teacher that I want to be the dropped off from this class because I cannot read fluently, and every time I read, the classmates laugh me. So I couldn't be patient anymore. But teachers say, "I'm sorry, Yuka, this is already fixed curriculum, and then you have to take this class if you want to graduate or something." Yeah, they understand, but it's still not flexible for the people who have stuttering in the Japanese education system.
Mm-hmm. And so what about your parents? What did they think? Did they understand stuttering?
It's a good question. Like in my home, I don't stutter because I think I'm so relaxed. But when I talk with my parents, and my parents cannot believe and trust what I say. Like when I always say, like, "Hey, mom, I don't want to go to school because I'm really afraid of reading a text," and she say, "You don't stutter at home. It's just you're like a misunderstanding or something." And then once you practice speaking in public, your stuttering will be gone. So even though you stutter at the school, so that's why you have to go to the school every day. And in terms of your question, they don't understand what the stuttering it is. Mm. Yeah.
So I'm guessing you never had therapy as a child, then.
Yeah, I've never had.
What about as an adult? Have you had any therapy like since you've been here in the United States? Or do you think you need therapy?
I just went to some workshop, which is organized by the SLP. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't take the therapy because the fee was a bit expensive for me because I just graduated and now I just started working. And if the fee is more reasonable and if I have more time to apply for the scholarship, like a financial support, I think I may take a therapy here. But right now it's, a bit tough.
Mm-hmm. And just a totally non-related to stuttering question.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn to speak English? You speak English beautifully. Where did you learn that?
Thank you so much. I think in Japan, almost the kids started learning the English since they are 9 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we learn how to write alphabet and what's the meaning of the vocabulary or something. But so I think Japanese people can learn like grammar and the basic knowledge of English, but we are not good at speaking because we never had the speaking class with the real American and the native English people.
English was taught in Japan by a Japanese teacher.
Yes, so we can understand the logic of the English, but we cannot get the chance to talk with the real English speaker. So that's why some Japanese people have the strong language barrier, like when so they feel the nervous feeling when they speak English.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sensitive to having the mistake of grammar and pronunciation. But yeah, I think when I came here, my English was super bad, but I kept going to the chapter meeting of stuttering, and they are so nice, even though I'm not native speaker of English and I stutter. So that's why my English was, improved a lot since I moved here.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, your English, I mean, it's It sounds to me like you grew up speaking English, truly. I
Oh
mean,
my
you
gosh.
really have a wonderful command of English, truly, you do.
Thank you so much. So sweet. Thank you, Cameron.
So do you continue? I mean, do you go to the NSA support chapter like regularly? Like, well, I think you're in Manhattan.
I'm in Manhattan. So yeah,
They meet once a month, right?
they held the chapter meeting once a month. Mostly I think I miss it because this time I'm a bit hectic because of visa tax return. It's like a crazy month and crazy season. But I joined to the NSA, the mock interview at SMBC last month. And
Oh.
that was amazing. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. I actually helped Kunal
Yeah.
organize that a little bit.
It's so
And
nice.
I heard it went extremely. I was unable to be there, but I heard it went really well. So you've been to mock interview events at Goldman Sachs, and now you went to the SMBC.
Yeah.
So who did you interview with there? Was it a higher up manager or something that were doing the interviews?
Yeah, I practice interview with the I forgot what the position but one person is manager and the one person is just consultant or something. And they really gave the insightful feedback for me to get through the job interview. And also the Knau presented about stuttering in front of a lot of the employees at SMBC. And then the manager say before hire Knau, he totally couldn't understand what stuttering it is, but Knau can teach them what stuttering, and stuttering is not like caused by like a stuttering is not caused by the low education or speaking skill set. It's because of just a disability. So that's why manager say that's good to know him when he hired new person. The Knau tried to he tried to break the bias of a stuttering at SMBC. That's amazing moment for me to get there.
Oh, wow. And that's wonderful that there are companies that are embracing having, bringing awareness to their company that, people who stutter absolutely certainly can contribute to the workplace, and that stuttering is nothing to be afraid of or, judge us about. It's just a different way of talking, right?
Yes, it's just different way of talking, and it's and also Knau, and I also believe the same concept is like how can we get the confidence to talk even though we stutter. It's pretty tough. We have to face a lot of tough moment to get this confident, but once we get the confident, this is one of my aspect in so as Yuka and Knau, and then the if we can get the confident as stutter, it's pretty great for the people who do not stutter to understand what stuttering it is. And then the confidence is the most important point to get through the interview, to work in the workplace and communicate with each other, of course. And also the being curious about the other people's it's pretty important to communicate with manager and the other employees, and I totally agree with this idea. So
Yeah, I like that. You just being curious.
yeah.
And if that's what it's all about, like in the workplace, I think that when people are curious and invite people to be totally upfront about who they are and and to be able to bring their entire authentic self to work, when everybody's curious about that and you just put it out on the table, better relationships are built, right? And people can
Yes.
communicate better, and then there's more productivity and better morale in the workplace, I think, right?
Yes, definitely. I believe it too.
So what is it like for you now in the workplace that you're at now? I mean, do you feel comfortable and confident with your coworkers?
Yeah, I think right now I have confident. I don't the talk about my stuttering once I need it, because like most of job is not related to stuttering, of course. So I just work and I think I have confidence because I have the skill set as designer, and they believe my skill set. So, and then that confidence make me more fluent to speak with the other employees. So I think it's kind of positive group that I have at the workplace. It's yeah.
And it also sa it almost sounds like, like it's like a back and forth re relationship. Like, if you feel comfortable and confident in your workplace and you're talking regularly with coworkers just in the course of day-to-day workplace situations, then your communication improves, right? Because you're confident. So, I mean, I think that's a real back and forth relationship, right?
Yes, I
And I
believe
think
so.
it's also important, you mentioned earlier, that stuttering is so situational. Like, sometimes people who stutter can be amazingly fluent in one situation, and then you go into another situation and you stutter more because your anxiety may increase, or you may fear of being judged by other people. So I think it all depends on, what we're doing. Are we talking on the phone? Are we on a video chat? Are we face to face? Are we doing a presentation? All those things that everybody worries about, right?
Yes, definitely. Oh my God. Especially in my case, I stutter a lot in presentation. Like when I feel, oh, everyone look at me, it makes me stutter a lot. I cannot control at all. So I always try to say, hey, I'm sorry I stutter. So because I feel a bit anxiety. So yeah, please allow me to speak or something else beforehand. And then I started presentation.
Does that help you to do that?
Yeah, that helped me a lot. Like once I say I stutter, and then everyone can understand, oh, why she looks so nervous, or and why she cannot speak well because she doesn't have confidence about the contents. It's totally misunderstanding. Even though I have confidence about the contents of presentation, I stutter. So I just yeah want to prevent and. So I just want to prevent from the misunderstanding the others.
Do you have to make presentations a lot?
Yes, if I have chance. Yeah, but at least once per month. Oh my God. Yeah, if I do it every day, I think it's yeah.
So I want to challenge you on something. So you mentioned that sometimes in a presentation you apologize for stuttering. You say, "I'm sorry, I stutter." Don't do that.
Oh, okay. Don't apologize anymore.
Well, I mean, why should you?
Yeah, true. Because I have the negative feeling, and presentation has the limitation of time, and yeah, stuttering may the extend the presentation because of the I cannot speak friendly, so that's why I feel like negative feeling about stuttering presentation.
So my challenge is, instead of saying, "I'm sorry, I stutter, please let me finish," when you say, I'm sorry. It almost, to me, it almost conveys that you think stuttering is a bad thing or something is wrong with it. So you're apologizing in advance. So maybe, go ahead and say, I stutter. I may need a couple extra moments to get my words out. Please bear with me. And just leave out the I'm sorry part because there's nothing to be sorry for. It's a different way of talking.
Yes,
So if
true.
you're starting off by apologizing, you're not conveying that confidence that you have. Right?
Yes.
Right? Does that make sense?
No, it's totally makes sense. Yeah, I think, yeah, I still have the like a guilty, as you say, in presentation, but I think I shouldn't say I'm sorry because the word can make me like nervous. Like the word that I say to everyone can change my mindset easily. Like just once is fine, but if I say every day, every time, it makes me guilty about stuttering. I think, yeah, I shouldn't say I'm sorry or apologize.
Yeah, and you just hit it. You just hit the you just said it.
Yes,
Ch
just
changing the mindset is what will
right.
help us be more comfortable and help the fluent people understand that, hey, it's okay. It's okay. I think that that's what it's all about. Letting people that don't stutter know that we're okay with it, or we're trying to be okay with it.
It's totally true. Yeah, especially for the kids in the future. Like
Yeah.
if everyone knows about stuttering, they won't have it. The kids can get more the comfortable environment, like a learning environment with the better understanding of a stuttering. So our behavior can contribute to the future.
You're so right. And you're contributing to the future, Jessica. I mean, these programs, these projects that you're working on, especially the one that you were piloting in Japan about having people that don't stutter to understand the experience, that is groundbreaking work for the future. And for helping children. And you're creating those amazing opportunities, and you should be so proud of yourself.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And I really appreciate that you were a guest with us today. Thank you so much for, being so honest and sharing a little bit of your story. It's really inspiring what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's great experience for me as well to talk about my story and summarize myself. And yeah, let's keep working to contribute to the
Yeah,
future. Yeah.
absolute, loot, loot, lootly. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.